Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, January 9th. 2025, and we have a great mix of legal headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Sales coordinator files overtime case against Steam Logistics, LLC. On December 19, 2024, a sales coordinator filed an overtime lawsuit against Steam Logistics, LLC. The plaintiff alleges that they were misclassified as exempt employees and denied overtime pay when working over 40 hours per week. The case is seeking unpaid overtime compensation, double damages, and other relief for sales coordinators. The plaintiff's attorneys believe misclassification is common in the logistics industry and aim to help employees recover withheld pay. For more information on the case and how sales coordinators can make a claim, visit the website or contact Nichols Castor PLLP at 612-256-3259. Nichols Castor, PLLP, a firm with over 45 years of experience, is representing the plaintiff in this matter.
The Patent Baron announces new office location in the historic McPherson Mansion. The Patent Baron, a boutique law firm specializing in intellectual property, has announced a new office location in the historic McPherson Mansion. Firm founder J. Baron L'Esperance emphasizes the importance of reinvesting in the community by preserving this iconic building. The firm's team of Howell Intellectual Property Protection attorneys assist clients in registering inventions, logos, and works of art. The McPherson Mansion, built in 1915, is one of Howell's oldest landmarks with a rich history. The ribbon-cutting event on November 12, 2024, was well attended, with guests enjoying a tour of the mansion and learning more about Howell's past. Applied Therapeutics, Inc. PLT. Investors, February 18, 2025. Filing deadline in securities class action. Contact Kessler Topaz Meltzer & Czech LLP. Investors of Applied Therapeutics, Inc., APLT, are informed of a securities class action lawsuit filed against the company. The lawsuit is on behalf of those who purchased or acquired Applied Therapeutics securities between January 3, 2024 and December 2, 2024. The lead plaintiff deadline is February 18, 2025. Allegations include that Applied Therapeutics did not adhere to trial protocol for its drug candidate, govorestat, risking FDA rejection. Investors have until February 18, 2025 to seek appointment as a lead plaintiff. Kessler Topaz Meltzer & Czech LLP encourages affected investors to contact the firm for more information. MQ Investor Alert, contact Kessler Topaz Meltzer & Czech LLP about the securities fraud class action lawsuit filed against Marqeta Inc., MQ. Investors who suffered losses from Marqeta Inc. are urged to contact Kessler Topaz Meltzer & Czech LLP regarding the securities fraud class action lawsuit. Allegations include that Marqeta understated regulatory challenges, leading to a cut in guidance for the fourth quarter of 2024. The lead plaintiff deadline is February 7, 2025. Investors may seek to be appointed as a lead plaintiff representative or remain an absent class member. Kessler Topaz Meltzer & Czech LLP encourages those who have suffered significant losses to reach out for more information. The firm has a reputation for excellence in prosecuting class actions and recovering billions of dollars for victims of fraud and corporate misconduct. Lawsuit alleges sexual assault and civil rights violations against Minneapolis former officer. A federal lawsuit has been filed against former Minneapolis police officer David Edward Campbell, alleging that he sexually assaulted a minor female on numerous occasions while on duty and in uniform. Officer Campbell violated Minneapolis Police Department policies by conducting unauthorized ride-alongs with the minor in his squad car, as stated in the complaint filed by attorneys Timothy Lessman and Paul Peterson. Campbell was convicted of multiple charges and served a prison sentence. The lawsuit aims to hold both Campbell and the city of Minneapolis accountable for the trauma inflicted on the plaintiff and for the failure to enforce department policies. This case highlights the importance of transparency and accountability in law enforcement to protect civil rights and safety. Nationwide lawsuit challenges Kaiser's hearing aid exclusion as illegal disability discrimination. Jason Del Essert, a Berrien, Washington resident with hearing loss, has filed a nationwide class action lawsuit challenging Kaiser's hearing aid exclusion. This lawsuit, the first of its kind, aims to address the illegal disability discrimination under the Affordable Care Act for hearing disabled enrollees who require prescription hearing aids. Despite a previous case settling in Washington, Mr. Del Essert was not included in the resolution. His attorney, Eleanor Hamburger, argues that the exclusion of prescription hearing aids is a form of discrimination targeted at those with hearing disabilities. Under the ACA, Kaiser is obligated not to discriminate in healthcare provision, yet continues to enforce a categorical hearing aid exclusion in various health plans. This lawsuit seeks to put an end to discriminatory practices and ensure coverage for hearing aids for all enrollees with hearing disabilities.
Presser Law PA recovers $1.675 million for car accident victim. Presser Law PA recently secured a $1.675 million settlement for a car accident victim client. Car accident lawyer Justin Presser and his team worked diligently to prove fault in a collision where the at-fault car violated the client's right-of-way, resulting in injuries. Justin has a history of successfully litigating claims against powerful entities and insurance companies, driven by his personal experience with medical malpractice. He fights for his clients' rights and ensures they receive full and fair compensation. Congratulations to Justin and his team for another impressive win for justice at Presser Law PA, a firm dedicated to providing aggressive representation for those injured due to negligence. Perez Mayoral PA calls on applicants as Trailblazer Scholarship deadline nears. Perez Mayoral PA is calling on applicants for its annual Perez Mayoral Trailblazer Scholarship, a $1,000 award for students committed to community advocacy. The deadline for submissions is April 31st, 2025, with the recipient announcement scheduled for May 2025. Eligible candidates include undergraduate, graduate, and professional program students, as well as high school seniors and GED holders. Applicants must have a minimum GPA of 3.0 and submit an essay on advocacy-related topics. The scholarship aims to support emerging voices dedicated to making a positive impact in their communities. Perez Mayoral PA is a law firm specializing in HOA, condominium, business, and insurance disputes, emphasizing client advocacy and strategic preparation. Through this scholarship, they aim to empower the next generation of community leaders.
Hogg, Farrar, Franco & Ruiz, PLLC. Pleased to announce new partner. Hogg, Farrar, Franco & Ruiz, PLLC is pleased to announce Jason Ruiz as their newest partner. With a strong background in personal injury cases, Jason is known for his dedication to his clients and his impressive results both in and out of court. He brings a wealth of experience and a passion for justice to the team. Jason's commitment to his clients is deeply rooted in his family history and marked with 8 generations in the Gulf Coast region. He is a member of prestigious legal organizations and has been recognized for his work. Hogg, Farrar, Franco & Ruiz, PLLC is excited to have Jason on board and looks forward to the valuable contributions he will make to their outstanding service. Warron & Dillon, LLC, urges students to meet scholarship deadline. Warron & Dillon, LLC, a Columbia-based personal injury law firm, is urging students to meet the deadline for the Beacon of Justice Scholarship. This $1,000 award is aimed at students who aspire to make a difference in the field of law. Applicants must submit a 1,500-word essay, a resume, and an unofficial transcript by January 15, 2025. The firm hopes to recognize students who are dedicated to helping others and creating positive change within their communities. The winner will be announced in February 2025. marking the beginning of their journey towards a career focused on justice and service.
Mark C. Saperstein co-chairs Trial Academy at NJAJ Meadowlands Conference. Mark C. Saperstein, co-founder and co-chair of the Meadowlands Conference, recently announced the NJAJ Trial Academy, a two-day program aimed at enhancing trial lawyer skills. The event, held by the New Jersey Association for Justice, featured top legal educators and state and federal judges, attracting over 750 attorneys. Davis Saperstein and Salomon PC partner Adam B. Letterman was installed as president after being an active NJAJ member for over a decade. The firm had several attorneys participate in various conference programs. Davis, Saperstein, and Salomon PC is known for providing exemplary legal representation in personal injury cases, securing over $1 billion in settlements and verdicts for clients in New Jersey and New York.
Mission Injury Law, a new personal injury law firm, puts San Antonio, Texas community first. Mission Injury Law is stepping up to ensure San Antonio's roads are safer during the festive season by offering free Uber rides through its Sober Ride program. Founder and lead attorney Will Clark stated, "Drunk driving is a devastating issue in Texas. And as advocates for victims of traffic accidents, we wanted to do something proactive to help our community this holiday season." The program provides complimentary Uber rides during high-risk events like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Concert on December 27th and the Valero Alamo Bowl on December 28th. By offering free rides, Mission Injury Law aims to reduce the risks of alcohol-related accidents and raise awareness about the importance of sober driving. Stay safe this holiday season by planning ahead, taking advantage of free rides, and being a responsible host. Follow Mission Injury Law on social media for updates and event information. Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee files class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanagement of Haiti earthquake relief funds. The Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee, along with individual plaintiffs, have filed a class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanaging and misappropriating over $500 million in funds raised for Haiti's 2010 earthquake recovery. The lawsuit alleges that the funds were diverted for unrelated projects and administrative expenses, failing to deliver on commitments to rebuild critical infrastructure. The plaintiffs are seeking over $750 million in compensatory damages, $250 million in punitive damages, and a full accounting of the funds raised for Haiti. The lawsuit emphasizes the importance of holding large international organizations accountable for fulfilling their commitments and ensuring transparency in future fundraising campaigns. The Fast Law Firm PC announces the launch of a new website. The Fast Law Firm PC, a criminal defense law firm, has launched a new website designed to assist individuals facing criminal charges in finding legal help or necessary information. Alina Fast, the managing attorney, promises dedication, transparency, and relentlessness in achieving the best possible outcome for clients. With a background as a prosecutor and experience in various criminal cases, Ms. Fast provides personalized attention to each client. Highly regarded in her field, she has received top ratings and accolades. For those in need of criminal defense services, the Fast Law Firm PC, located in New York City, offers free consultations and a user-friendly website for inquiries and information.
Rasansky Law Firm honored with Tier 1 rankings in 2025 Best Law Firms by Best Lawyers. Rasansky Law Firm has been honored with Tier 1 rankings in the 2025 Best Law Firms by Best Lawyers for medical malpractice law plaintiffs and personal injury litigation plaintiffs. This recognition highlights the firm's exceptional expertise and commitment to delivering justice for its clients. The prestigious Tier 1 status is a testament to Rasansky Law Firm's unparalleled skill, industry knowledge, and track record of success. These rankings are based on rigorous evaluations, including client feedback and peer reviews. Founder Jeff Rasansky expressed deep gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the firm's dedication to serving clients with compassion and relentless pursuit of justice. The firm's focus on client advocacy and legal excellence has also earned them Law Firm of the Year designations in national practice areas, solidifying their reputation as leaders in the field.
State agencies and private sector join forces with BrightKey to combat fentanyl in correctional facilities. State agencies and the private sector have teamed up with BrightKey to combat the threat of fentanyl in correctional facilities. BrightKey's advanced male screening program detects fentanyl and other illicit substances, enhancing safety for inmates and staff. This partnership aligns with legislative efforts like the Interdiction of Fentanyl at Federal Prisons Act, demonstrating a commitment to addressing the fentanyl crisis. By implementing effective screening measures, BrightKey and its partners set a new standard for safety and accountability in the justice system, reducing the risk of fentanyl-related incidents and lawsuits. The collaboration highlights advanced screening technology, improved safety, and legislative alignment, showcasing the power of public-private partnerships in addressing this critical issue.
Donis Gooden-Esk is now offering DUI representation. Donis Gooden-Esk is now offering DUI representation in Washington, D.C. For first-time offenders, diversion programs are available to help avoid criminal records. A DUI can be charged with a BAC of 0.07% or higher. Second-time offenders face increased jail time and fines, with third-time offenders facing even harsher penalties. Donis Gooden-Esk is accepting DUI cases and can be reached at 1-866-882-7769. Visit www.hierophantlaw.com for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.